9. Oi barked again. Roland snatched the napkin from beside his overturned cup. One end was brown and soaking with coffee, but the other was dry. He pressed it against the gushing sore, and Susanna winced away from his touch at first, her eyes filling with tears. "Nay, let me stop the bleeding at least," Roland murmured, and grasped her head, working his fingers gently into the tight cap of her curls. "Hold steady." And for him, she managed to do it. Through her watering eyes, Susanna thought Joe still looked pissed that she had interrupted his comedy routine in such drastic, not to mention messy, fashion. And in a way, she didn't blame him. He'd been doing a really good job. She'd gone and spoiled it. Aside from the pain, which was abating a little now, she was horribly embarrassed, remembering the time she had started her period in gym class, and a little trickle of blood had run down her thigh for the whole world to see, that part of it with whom she had third period P.E. at any rate. Some of the girls had begun chanting, "Plug it up," as if it were the funniest thing in the world. Mixed with this memory was fear concerning the sore itself. What if it was cancer? Before, she'd always been able to thrust this idea away before it was fully articulated in her mind. This time she couldn't. What if she'd caught her stupid self a cancer on her trek through the Badlands? Her stomach knotted, then heaved. She kept her fine dinner in its place, but perhaps only for the time being. Suddenly, she wanted to be alone. Needed to be alone. If she was going to vomit, she didn't want to do it in front of Roland and this stranger. Even if she wasn't, she wanted some time to get herself back under control. A gust of wind, strong enough to shake the entire cottage, roared past like a hot engine in full flight. The lights flickered, and her stomach knotted again at the seasick motion of the shadows on the wall.